Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 3 for Wednesday, August 5th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Wednesday morning, taking strength from the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $1 to $3 higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $506.90 per ton. Traders were positioning themselves in advance of next week's USDA crop report. That particular report has the potential to move the market significantly, according to analysts. The short-term bias has tilted to the upside in the wake of Tuesday's close. European rapeseed futures were higher, which contributed to the gains. However, growing conditions for canola continues to improve across Western Canada, putting pressure on prices. The Canadian dollar is higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which makes canola less attractive on the international market. Malaysian palm oil was weaker, which helped to limit the gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $9.54 a bushel. Forecasts calling for drier weather were bullish for prices, as it could impact crop yields, according to analysts. August is seen as an especially critical time for soybean development, and any periods of extended dryness could be negative for the crop. A private firm estimates the U.S. crop is 3.8 billion bushels. That projection is slightly less than the USDA's forecast, which called for 3.9 billion bushels. Corn was 4 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.83 per bushel. Forecasts in the U.S. Midwest call for dryness over the next 6 to 10 days and just light showers in 11 to 15 days. Analysts say this could stall crop development. South Korea bought 197,000 tons of optional corn for February or March delivery. U.S. wheat was higher, with the September contract sitting at $5.01 per bushel. The spring wheat harvest continues throughout the U.S. southern plains, although there is a chance for rain later this week, which could delay workout in the fields. Australia is said to be searching for ways to compete in the Black Sea market, and where wheat comes from is apparently becoming more and more important to buyers in the Asian market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.